Kyle. It's Jack, and it's 10 after 1 in the a.m. Do I sound like one of those late evening disc jockeys? I definitely don't sound like Wolfman Jack.
Because the guy talked more like this.
And I don't know, I haven't smoked enough or drank enough or lived a hard enough life to have that kind of voice, which is okay with me. I've played hard and lived hard at times, but I'm willing to lose that battle. So, got a few different things to talk about as usual. One of them comes back to your blog, and it's this. What would you do if your blog suddenly disappeared? Yeah, what would you do if you lost all the material? Are you backing up your blog? Are you doing anything to protect it? The reason I mention it is, you know, obviously I've been doing these audio posts quite a bit lately. And part of the reason I've been doing them is, A, I enjoy it, and B, I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. So it's a good combination. But it reminds me of my early blogging days, and, you know, Blogger used to have a partnership with a company, and they had what you could do was they had this service sort of called Audio Blogger. So you could call an 800 number and put up an audio post. To make a long story longer, it was a great service and a lot of fun until the company that provided the service decided they didn't want to do it anymore. So I had some great audio posts in there, and you know, there were interviews, and you know, I did a bunch with the Shemata Queen, and we had a lot of fun doing all these. But they're all gone now, because I didn't own the I didn't download it, I didn't protect it, and it's gone. And you know, that may be a good thing, may be a bad thing, it may not be anything, but it's a topic that's worth thinking about, because some of this, if you're doing good work and you like what you're doing, some of this is worth protecting. And if you're doing it like I am, not just because I love to write and I'm a writer, but it's also, my blog is a chronicle of what happens in my life and, more importantly, my children's lives. If you go back to the very beginning, you know, and I write about, you know, experiences I had with my son when he was quite little, it's important to me. You know, his some of his questions are what helped make me a blogger. When he asks me not to die and, you know, wanted to know about death in general and all these different stories. So I've made a point of backing up my blog. You know, I've downloaded the posts and I've done a number of different things. So I'm saying this sort of as a PSA as well as a question. If you value your work, then you need to protect it, and you need to understand that it doesn't matter if you're self-hosted, you can lose it. And if you're not self-hosted, well, you have less control over what happens. So that's something to bear in mind. Anyhow, like I said, it's just about 1:15, and I think that it's time for this old man to get a little shut-eye. So, I appreciate you listening, and just to throw this out there, if you have requests for posts, if there's a particular topic, if there's anything you want me to cover, let me know. You're always welcome to leave that in the comments or on the Facebook fan page, or email me at talktojacknow@gmail.com. And we'll go from there. So, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.